With the Government of Alberta's new rules for school libraries and the content that libraries can have, I have some opinions. First off, in case you didn't know, the rules are: from grades K-9, books with explicit sexual content, detailed depictions of sexual acts, including masturbation, penetration, and ejaculation, will not be accessible. From grades K-9, books with non-explicit sexual content, a book that alludes to a sexual act taking place but is not detailed, will not be accessible. From grades K-9, books with non-sexual content, such as biological functions, processes like puberty, menstruation, pregnancy, or breastfeeding, encyclopedias, textbooks, kissing, or handholding, will be accessible. From grades 10 to 12, books with explicit sexual content will not be accessible. From grades 10 to 12, books with non-explicit sexual content will be accessible if developmentally appropriate. From grade 10 to 12, books with non-sexual content will be accessible. Now, I agree with some of the rules, however, I don't agree with all of them. As well, I would like to say that even though these books will be kept out of school libraries, it doesn't stop a child from buying a book with explicit content, reading a book with explicit content from a public library outside of the school, or even pirating a book online. A rule I firmly agree with is that books with explicit sexual content shouldn't be allowed in school libraries for kids in grades K-9. While I will admit I technically started reading books with some explicit content in grade 9, books like that shouldn't be readily available in K-9 schools. There are many books with explicit sexual content that have fairly deceiving covers, and unless reading the back of the book, or content warnings that many books have at the beginning, nothing is stopping a child with free access to that book from reading it. As for the concept of alluding to sexual acts taking place, there are many books in which this applies, one of which includes the Bible. In fact, the Bible also has some non-sexually explicit acts as well. Some examples of this include: and it came to pass, when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah his father's concubine, and Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. Genesis 35, 22. And David sent messengers, and took her, and she came in unto him, and he lay with her, for she was purified from her uncleanness, and she returned unto her house. 2 Samuel 11, 4. If a man happens to meet in a town a virgin pledged to be married and he sleeps with her, you shall take both of them to the gate of that town and stone them to death, the young woman because she was in a town and did not scream for help, and the man because he violated another man's wife. You must purge the evil from among you. Deuteronomy 22, 23-24. Now, if books with any sexually explicit content or content that alludes to sexually explicit acts taking place are banned for children within grades K-9, why is the Bible still acceptable, while other books that have similar content are not? As for the rules for people in grades 10 to 12, again, I understand not having books with sexually explicit content, but in high school, that is when many people start to explore their sexuality, and banning books with sexually explicit content for that age group isn't going to stop that from happening. Overall, I understand why the government of Alberta is doing what they are doing, however, there are still some questions in my mind about it.